Hello, good evening.
My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And now we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Would you have a few minutes, sir?
Certainly. From my opinion, I have a few minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I've been known to be a man and considered an asshole.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is the year of your birth?
Don't need that. How can I help you? What else? Hit me with another one.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, what is the highest level of school or, you know, that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I went to college.
Would that be a bachelor's degree or a associate's degree?
No, I just made a couple of years.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. All right, sir. And, now I would like to rate your feelings, how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable towards them. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of them, people or groups, you can indicate that as well. The first one will be Katie Hobbs.
0. Can I do -10?
Well, 0 be 0, okay? So, Democrats in Congress. I mean, in Arizona.
Neutral. 5. 4.
5.
Yeah, 4.
4.
4.
Okay.
I'm going to go 4.
What about, okay, Donald Trump?
11.
11, all right. Kamala Harris.
0.
And Republicans in Arizona.
8.
8, okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, when thinking about, you know, who you voted in the November 2024 election, how important was it to you that the candidate promoted traditional family values? A must-have will not vote for a candidate who doesn't. Very important, somewhat important, neutral, or not very important, or the deal-breaker will not vote for a candidate who does.
Very important.
Okay, what about prioritizing bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable?
Yeah, I like things expensive. I'm good.
So somewhat important or neutral or not very important?
Not important at all.
Okay. Prioritizing protecting abortion access.
You said privatizing protecting abortion access?
No, prioritizing.
Oh, prioritizing abortion?
Yes, sir.
I'm neutral.
Neutral on that one? Okay, and prioritizing making housing more affordable.
Sure. I mean, that's important.
Very or just somewhat important to you?
Very important.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Would that be Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or someone else?
I voted for Trump.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for Senate, or were you not able to vote? Would that be Carrie Lake, the Republican, Ruben Gallego,
probably,
the Democrat, or someone else?
Probably Carrie Lake I voted for.
Okay. All right, sir, as you may recall, Arizona had a ballot measure in 2024 that would enshrine the constitutional right to abortion access. In that election, did you vote yes or no on Prop 139, the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or did you not?
No. I did not. It should not be a constitutional right.
So you vote no or yes to that measure?
No, I said no.
No, right?
No,
okay.
No, and a no.
Okay. All right, sir. And what values were behind your decision to vote no, you know, on that ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please choose the one or two values that best describe the values behind your decision. Traditional family values, responsibility to women, privacy, making decisions about your own body, faith in God, protecting the lives of the unborn children, control over your own life, safety, caring about your community, responsibility to younger and future generations, freedom from government interference, or equality?
I would say protecting an unborn child is one, and the other one is being responsible and making good decisions.
Okay, so making decisions about your own body, right?
Well,
or
yeah.
Responsibility to women.
I think a person needs to be, a woman and a man need to be responsible if they're going to engage in sexual relations and have a child. They should, practice sex and all that stuff unless they want to have a child.
All right, thank you. Okay, and thinking back to the ballot measure on abortions, right, how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure election to you personally on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the outcome was extremely important, 5 means this was somewhat important, and 0 means the outcome was not important at all?
3.
3? Okay.
3.
All right, sir, and thinking back to the 2024 election, Did the opportunity to vote for an abortion ballot measure in your state make you less or more motivated to vote, or did that make any difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference. I didn't care.
Okay, no difference. All right, thinking back in the 2024. Okay. All right, thinking back to the 2024 election, if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you less or more likely to vote for a candidate, or it make no difference in your likelihood to vote?
It didn't really make a difference, but I mean, it says something to someone that they want to go out and kill willy-nilly, kill unborn babies.
Okay, all right.
It's important. Yeah, but I didn't really think about it that way. But it is important. I mean, I guess I don't.
So
I just want to vote for somebody that was killing unborn babies.
So it will be somewhat more likely, or much more likely, or make no difference. So somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat
more
likely.
A little bit more than
neutral.
A neutral stance.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, thank you. Okay, thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Democrats in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
Not at all. I don't remember.
Not at all, okay. And the same, okay, thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Republicans in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Not at all, very little, just some? Not at all, okay. All right, sir, based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the current situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona. Abortion is illegal in most cases in Arizona, or abortion is illegal in all cases in Arizona?
Well, it should be, legal in some cases, sure.
Abortion illegal in most cases or some cases?
Some illegal cases. No, legal in some cases. It should not be illegal.
Okay, because I got abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona or illegal in most cases in Arizona?
I guess then it would be illegal in most cases then. I guess that would be the...
Okay,
illegal
in most
cases. Those are choices.
Okay. All right. Based on what you know, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona currently? Are you very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you think that abortion should be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
It should be illegal in most cases.
Okay. Illegal in most cases. Okay. Even if neither is exactly right, which of these statements comes closest to your view? I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. And the second one says, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or number three, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available.
I've got no opinion.
Okay, but if you had to, you know, give me an opinion on them three, which one would you lean towards at this time? Personally believe having abortion is wrong and should be illegal, or I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves, or I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available.
The second one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, and here's a series of statements. After each, please indicate how much you agree with the statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Well, 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 is neither agree or disagree. And 0 means that you do not, you know, strongly disagree with the statement. Abortion is a normal part of reproductive health care, and abortion bans threatens the health of people who get pregnant. Strongly agree, neither agree or disagree, or strongly
disagree.
So be zero. What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
0.
0. Okay. Abortion is one of the things undermining traditional family values in this country. We need to ban abortion and protect the family as a society foundation. Agree or disagree?
5.
5. Okay. All right, sir. No one should be arrested or put in jail for how a pregnancy ends, including miscarriage or abortion.
3. 3.
Okay, people must face the consequences of their own actions, including when they, you know, have unprotected sex outside of marriage.
10.
Okay, life is sacred and no law can say otherwise. Abortion is wrong because it terminates life and we must protect the preborn at all times. Or at, you know, at all costs. 10.
10.
All right, thank you. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and here's a list of organizations. Please rate how much you know you trust each organization when it comes to handling abortion access on a scale from 0 to 10. Well, 10 means that you trust them a lot, 5 somewhat, and then 0 means that you don't trust them at all, but you can select any number. The first one will be Republicans in Congress.
I trust them.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
An 8.
All right. Okay. What about Democrats in Arizona?
Don't trust them. 2.
2. Okay. Democrats in Congress.
2. 1. 1. 1.
And 1. Okay. What about Republicans in Arizona?
8.
8. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally? And do Republicans want abortion to be legal the same? Okay, we're going to start with Democrats. Do you think they want legal in all cases, legal in most cases, illegal in most cases, or illegal in all cases?
Democrats want it legal in all cases.
Okay, and what about Republicans?
Illegal in most cases.
Illegal in most cases. All right, thank you. All right, sir, here's a list of policies Republicans lawmakers, you know, talked about during the November 24 election. After each one, please tell me whether you think, you know, the policy is certain to happen, pretty likely to happen, somewhat likely to happen, or not very likely to happen, or will not happen. Banning abortion nationwide, including cases like rape, incest, or for the health of the mother.
Can you repeat that again?
Banning abortion nationwide, including cases like rape, incest, or for the health of the mother. Will certain to happen, pretty likely to happen, somewhat likely to happen, or not very likely to happen, or certain not to happen?
It's not going to happen. Certain that it's not going to happen.
Okay. What about banning any abortion medication from being sent through the mail and jailing doctors for providing legal abortion medication to patients? Would that be certain to happen, pretty likely to happen, somewhat likely to happen, or not very likely to happen, or certain not to happen?
I don't know. I doubt it'll happen. Probably whatever's in the middle.
So pretty likely, very likely.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, somewhat likely to happen. All right, what about appointing judges who will strike down abortion rights?
I think it's very likely.
Pretty likely to happen, okay, all right. And letting the states decide their own abortion laws.
It's 100%. It's gonna let it happen.
Certain to happen, okay, all right. Thank you, sir. All right, so now here's a list of people or groups that you might provide information about abortion. Please select one or two people or groups that you trust the most to give you accurate and help information on issues like abortion. You may select two, okay? Would that be journalists, doctors, religious leaders, mothers, activists, my friends, my family, women in my life, hosts of podcasts, commenters on social media, healthcare professionals, politicians, or abortion rights organizations?
Podcasters and physicians.
Okay, I'll be physician, right? Okay, missing healthcare professionals. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Finally, below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Okay, would that be radio or NRP? Oh, NPR, CNN, podcast, Washington Post, the news, the New York Times, MSNBC, TikTok, Facebook, X or Twitter, Fox News, YouTube, local news stations.
Local news stations, YouTube, Twitter.
And Twitter. Okay. All right. Appreciate that. Thank you. And if you had known that how the 2024 presidential election, would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, you would have done differently? I would have done nothing differently. The second one said I would have voted for Kamala Harris for president. The last one said I would have voted for Donald Trump for president.
Would have voted for Donald Trump for president.
Okay. All right, sir, and if you've known that 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, you would have done differently? I would have done nothing differently. I would have voted for Democratic candidates down ballot, like senator and governor, or I would have voted for Republican candidates down the ballot, like senator or governor.
Wouldn't have done anything different.
So everything will stay, okay? Thank you. Okay, reflecting on the last few months since Trump took office, would you say that the abortion and reproductive rights have become less or more of a priority for you since that November 2024 election, or has it stayed about the same?
Stayed the same.
Stayed the same. All right, so if none of them are exactly right, which of these statements comes closer to your view? Things in America are going poorly, and what we need is a major change and a shock to the system, or things are going well in America and no real changes are needed, or things, could be going better in America and what we need is a return to a basic stability.
Yeah, I need to return to basic stability.
Okay, last one. Okay, and in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent, sir?
Republican.
And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not as strong Republican?
I don't know. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by a strong Republican?
Well, they don't put you know, specifically what they mean, but I guess, you know, I can tell you, I mean, there's Republicans that they would not, you know, they vote 100% Republican, right, on the ballot.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not a strong Republican. No, I forgot what you said. What were the choices again for not a strong Republican? So whatever.
Not as strong or not as strong.
Not as strong.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. So in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Somewhat very, or very?
Very conservative.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. Divorced. Okay. And are you your parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. All right. Last question. That was last year. That is 2024. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Or was it less than 25,000? To 35, 35 to 50, to 45, 40, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 75 to 85,
85 to 100, 100,000 or 250,000 to 400,000. Crap, I don't know. It'd be somewhere around 60, I guess.
65 to 75?
Sure.
Or 50, okay, all right. All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
You do the same. Bye.
Bye-bye.